Logan is an engaging, talented 11-year-old. You've heard his enthusiastic voice on the Pea Green Boat before. He does the book reviews on our feature called Kid Lit.
The Mad Apprentice is the second book in the Forbidden Library series.
That's Logan. He loves to read and he's good with words. He enjoys writing book reviews and sharing his reading recommendations with you. There's something else Logan wanted to share with you. He's autistic. He told Lisa, his mom, that he wanted to speak on the Kids Like You and Me show to clear up some myths or mistaken ideas about autism. So that's what we're going to tackle on this edition of Kids Like You and Me. First off, what is autism? Well, that's a tough question. The word itself comes from the Greek and means aloneness or living in one's own world. Jennifer Clausen, a professor in the University of Montana's Department of Communicative Sciences and Disorders, says autism has two main features.
One, challenges in developing social relationships and understanding social relationships. And two, having repetitive behaviors or restricted interests or both. So those are the two defining features of autism.
Okay, so autism affects a person's ability to communicate and interact with people. Easy, right? Wrong. What's tricky about it is that there's a lot of variety in how autism shows up in individual children. There are degrees of severity in the symptoms. Some autistic kids never speak. Some are very verbal. Some can only do simple math. Others take college-level chemistry classes at age 9. I asked Logan's mom about these enormous differences in individual kids.
Is that why they call it a spectrum? Because there's so many variations?
Yeah, that's exactly why it is referred to now as autism spectrum disorders, because it really has a wide variety of presentations and outcomes for kids.
So, in other words, if you meet one autistic child, you've simply met one.
Yes, we say that a lot.
Because everyone is different.
Yes.
Well, there goes one myth. Lots of people think that all children with autism spend the day rocking back and forth or staring at one thing, completely self-absorbed and withdrawn from the world. Not true. Logan's not like that at all, for example. The fact is, on the autism spectrum, hey, look, we're using the lingo now. On the autism spectrum, some children have mild social challenges, while others have more severe symptoms. But guess what? Any level of challenge can make life confusing and hard for an autistic kid. I asked Logan if he felt he was different from his classmates.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
How so?
I excel at some things, But usually people don't think I'm listening when I actually am.
All children have to learn social skills. Autistic children have to work at it much harder. Why? Professor Clausen explains.
Children with autism lack theory of mind. And what theory of mind is, the ability to take somebody else's perspective. So if you are challenged by taking somebody else's perspective, that means that you're going to be challenged by developing a relationship with them. We need relationships throughout our lifetime. So to develop social skills and help children understand these very abstract social rules, they need direct service intervention to help them develop that area.
So in other words, autistic kids don't have the social tools they need to fit in. They're not wired to know what to do when a classmate jokes with them, for example, or makes a yucky face, or wants to do something different from what they want to do. They may need strategies for when they feel overwhelmed by too much noise or too many people. Logan has friends and strategies.
What would you like us to know about yourself and autism?
Well, I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Sure, sometimes we think that autistic people don't have friends, but you have friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with them? What kind of things do you like to do with them?
I like to play, read, and every lunch recess, I write on Tuesdays or anytime there's indoor recess. I grab my iPad and go out in the hall to work on a fanfic that I'm typing.
What does that mean, fanfic?
Fanfic, fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It means you've been inspired by a certain book series or something like that, and you write a story based on that inspiration.
Oh, okay. So do you write your own stories?
Most of mine are going to be short, but yes. I've finished one already and am working on more.
So Logan can work in the hall with his iPad, and when noise and activity in the classroom are too much, he's more likely to retreat into a good book. But his friends in class understand. So there goes another myth, that people with autism don't have friends. And maybe the desire for friendship is always there, but the ability to nourish a friendship needs help. Logan's classmates understand him and look out for him as friends do. Logan's mom, Lisa, can cite an example.
One of the neatest things about Logan's school is that most of his classmates are very kind and understanding about things that might frustrate Logan or that are different for autistic kids. And one time, he had a substitute teacher who was not very kind to him. And some of his classmates actually stood up for him and went and got the principal and helped make the situation a lot better.
Oh, good. Well, you deserve to have your classmates stick up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Logan has friends at school then, and he's making friends in the choir he's joined, too. In his last year before he goes to middle school, music is a subject he loves.
Favorite subjects? Music, library, and art, and poetry. But since this is my last year, I only have one more program in music and one more poetry reading, and that's just kind of sad.
What about the choir you're in? How do you like that if music is one of your favorite things?
It's amazing, and there are some very nice people there.
I hope so far we've corrected a couple of mistaken ideas about autism. Now, let's get to the myth Logan really wanted to correct.
The myth is that autistic kids sometimes don't feel emotion, and that is just not true at all. I can say from personal experience that autistic people have emotions.
Does that include happiness and love and anger?
Mm-hmm.
So Logan experiences the gamut of emotions as all people do. But some people with autism often struggle to think through and express emotion or to recognize it in others. They may miss cues that others would pick up on easily, such as tone of voice or raised eyebrows. Logan knows one thing for sure. It's no fun to be singled out for being different.
Have you ever been left out of an activity?
Not at school, but in other places, yes.
Can you think of an example?
No, not really.
Can you tell us how that felt to be left out?
Extremely bad.
Well, there's an emotion for you, feeling extremely bad. It's one we've all experienced. So it's good to remember that autistic kids need friends, they have feelings, and they work hard to fit in. And it is hard work for the children and their families. But help is available. Here's Lisa.
Well, luckily, through the advocacy of autistics and their families, there are more services now available than there have been in the past. And sometimes, if you're at home with a young child and you think that your child might have autism because you've read about it in the news or heard about it, it can be really scary because sometimes autism feels sort of like a death sentence, that there's going to be this really huge thing that you have to deal with. And it's true that autism can be a lot of work for the family and a lot of work for the kids. But the sooner you get help and can access those services, the better the long-term outcomes usually are.
There's a wealth of information online and in the library about autism and the services available. Some websites are national, some more local. The National Autism Association has a website with many programs to assist families affected by autism. Programs include financial assistance and a First Signs of Autism toolkit.
There's also a Montana Autism Center website, and they could go to the Montana Autism Center and find a lot of helpful information.
Did you want to say something?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Based on personal experience, I can tell you that autism is kind of scary.
Is it still scary for you?
Sometimes, but most of the time, I just feel like I fit in.
Yeah, so most of the time you feel like you're pretty much just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what parts of it are scary for you or that used to be scary?
No.
I think it might help other kids who are listening.
No.
Can you say what prompted you to say that it was scary?
Well, it was the thing you said about sometimes it can be extremely scary and tasking.
So sometimes having autism is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's work because autistic kids don't perceive the world exactly as their classmates or their siblings do. They have to learn social skills that their classmates and families take for granted. In Montana, some help comes in the form of a camp for kids. It has a really cool name, Yeti Camp.
It's a camp for people who are, well, they differ in many ways, but they share the fact that they are sometimes mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, they bond.
Do you feel that sometimes people are unkind to you?
Sometimes, yes.
At school?
I'm not sure. I'll have to puzzle that one over.
Okay. So what kind of things did you do at the Yeti camp?
There were a lot of different activities. We got to play games. We got to play outside.
That's how Logan viewed it. Here's how Professor Jennifer Clausen explains it.
Yeti is not just a creature that people think exists. Yeti stands for Youth Engagement Through Intervention, and it's a program that my colleague Anissa Goforth and I developed to support children with autism who have challenges with social skills. And even though we lovingly call it Yeti Camp, it's actually an intensive therapeutic program. And we can bill insurance, and that means it's not a burden to families for them to get a positive group experience for their children.
How do you teach autistic children the behaviors they need to fit in, to recognize and accept the thoughts and feelings of others? What's the difference between Yeti Camp and any other camp?
So the difference is that the children actually get a one-to-one student clinician. So that student clinician is working to develop social skills with that child. We have an arrangement for the week. It's very well planned out. And we might be working on conversation skills one day and throughout the week, or working on practicing locker room behavior before we go over to the swimming pool, or being flexible when we don't get our own way, or knowing how to self-advocate to take a break when feeling overwhelmed. There is a large variety of social skills that we address in that one week.
Yeti Camp is one of many resources available to families with an autistic child. Lisa is very active in the autism community, and she has this advice for parents.
I would say that if you suspect your child might have a problem, even though it may be scary to go and get a diagnosis, that's really the best thing you can do for you and your family. Once your child has been diagnosed with autism, there's a really beautiful and supportive community of people available to help you. Other families who are dealing with autism, and a lot of professionals in Montana who are really supportive and helpful. And I don't think that it needs to be that scary. Autistics are really cool people who really enrich our world, and we really need to value that.
Professor Clausen adds her advice and encouragement.
For the parents, I would say the earlier you get services, the better, and the more intensive the services, the better the outcomes. To the kids with autism, know that you have a very special place in this world and you have very special strengths, and you are going to bring something unique to our world, and we're going to appreciate it.
And finally, we have Logan, a gifted kid with autism. As he said earlier, he excels at some things. He took a college-level chemistry class when he was 9. But being autistic as well as bright, he's still going to have to work harder than most of his peers to have friends and pursue his dreams.
I dream of being a chemist one day.
He has brave advice for autistic kids like him.
You're not alone. Don't give up.
Thanks to Logan, Lisa, and Professor Clausen for agreeing to be part of the Kids Like You and Me project. Special thanks to Logan for coming up with the idea and for being brave enough to talk about autism. We know that he and other autistic kids have hopes and dreams like everyone else. After all,
they're kids just like you and me.
Kids Like You and Me is produced at Montana Public Radio by Annie Gard and Cherie Newman, with technical help from Beth Ann Osteen and financial support from the Rural Institute at the University of Montana. You can listen to all the episodes in the Kids Like You and Me series at mtpr.org. Thanks for listening.